If you go throughout the scriptures, it's not going to be long before you see multiple themes that tend to repeat themselves. Ideas that are said in different ways from different men, but really they carry with it the same concept. And one of these concepts that we see repeated throughout all of Scripture is this idea of warning against false teaching and hold to the truth. Hold to what has been given to you. Hold to the doctrines that we have taught you. There are going to become who come in among you, and they are going to bring these false doctrines, and you need to stand against those things, not to allow people to drag you away from Almighty God. This evening we are going to be discussing one of those passages, and we're not going to have a PowerPoint tonight since we're excited that the lads to leaders, the girls are going to be able to speak after worship. But we are going to be doing a short devotional thought, but we're going to be going through an entire section of Scripture. And so if you would, please open your Bibles to 1 John chapter 2. That's 1 John chapter 2. And this is going to be our text for this evening as we go through this idea of standing against what is wrong, but letting the truth abide in you. Letting the truth abide in you. And for sake of context here, we can see in verse 18, John writing, he says, "Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that this is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. If they had been of us, they would have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us." Now that's a rather wordy way of putting it, but what he was saying here was there were people that were going out and they were standing against the doctrines of Christ that once had been Christians, once had been people that were among them. But instead of staying with the doctrine that they've been taught, instead of hearing the Word of God and saying this is truth, they instead started to follow their own paths. Now, we can see many examples of this throughout Scripture and throughout history as well. We see people who engaged in different philosophies, different ideas. They might have gone off with the Gnostics or the Judaizing teachers. But there's one specific idea here that John deals with and is a specific warning for this particular group of people. And let's see what they were dealing with particularly at this time. Verse 20 says, "But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar, notice this, but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is an antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also." Here John is warning them, these people who are coming in, these who are antichrist, what they are doing is they are leading you away from Christ because they're telling you He's not even God. And what's John saying? He says you cannot have Christ without the Father, and the Father cannot be there without Christ. They are one in the same. They're not going to be separated. They're not going to be dragged off into separate categories. No, you can't have, say, I want to be a follower of God, but I can't be a follower of Jesus. Does that sound kind of familiar with Judaizing teachers? People who are trying to hold to the old law, they say, we're followers of God, not of Christ. Those who have been led astray by false teaching. Now, some might say today, well, that's not entirely a major problem that we have, really. Friends, there are many in our world today who would like to tell you that Christ is not God. There are many who would tell you that, you know, Christ may not have actually been a real figure. He's more of an idea. Friends, that's blasphemy and that's ridiculous. There's examples of Christ. We've seen the writings of Christ. We have written records of Him and all that He has done, and we have His message which still stands today. If He was a fictional character, do you think it would have lasted as long as it has? With all of the controversy, with all the fights, do you think it would have lasted that long? But notice what he says next. Verse 24, this goes back to our scripture reading. He says, "Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If that you have heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father." And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. I'm sure many of us have stories. I know I have several of my own of people who you once thought were faithful members of the church but began to be dragged away by the ideas of men. At once they were committed, they were rock solid, but they allowed the wrong sources to begin to interfere. John is warning these Christians, stand with what you learned from the beginning. Christianity is not a complicated religion. It really isn't. It's difficult. It's difficult to live the Christian life, but it's not complicated. And he's encouraging these people, if you keep in mind who Christ is, what his role is, are we going to have as many problems? If we understand that Christ is Lord, then we understand he has authority. If we understand Christ is Lord, whatever he says goes. Let's finish this section of scripture here. Continuing on in verse 26, he said, "These things I have written to you concerning those who tried to deceive you, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him." These people have been taught. They had been told what they needed to know. And friends, if we are a member of the Lord's church tonight, we have been taught what we need to know. Will we hold to it? Will we allow the truth to stand within us? No matter what the world says, will we stand firm? Only you can answer that question tonight. I can't answer it for you. All I can speak for is myself. But what will we do with the Lord? What will we do with the lessons that we have been taught? Will we allow them to change us, or will we try to go away from them? To reject them for something we think might be better here on this earth? If you're not a member of the Lord's church tonight, I encourage you to be so. I encourage you to hear what the Bible says and to make that change in your life, because friends, there is nothing worth it on this earth. There is nothing that we can see on this earth that is worth giving up an eternity in heaven. But only you can choose to follow him. He made the path available. That path that he's made available begins with hearing the word of God. If I don't hear it, how can I obey it? According to Romans 10:17, that's how I receive faith, is by hearing the word of God. And based upon that understanding, that hearing of the word of God, I can believe it to be true. Accept it as reality, as fact, that I can change my life for this, according to John chapter 8, verse 24. And based in that belief, that understanding of who God is, what he has done for me in my own state, I'm willing to repent of all of my past sins. Change my mind so that I can focus on a new goal, remembering those things I've been taught. According to Acts chapter 17, verse 30, "And with that repentance, I'm willing to confess Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, committing to following after him for all of eternity." And based upon that confession, we'd be happy to baptize you into Christ this very evening. Acting on that belief, acting on what you have heard, what you know to be true, you can finally have access to salvation that God has offered to anyone who is willing to accept it. According to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, "The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. Not the putting away the filth of the flesh." This is not just a bath that we're taking. No, we are washing away those sins symbolically, burying ourselves in Christ, raised to walk in newness of life. But maybe you are a member of the Lord's church tonight. Maybe you have been for many years, but maybe you've forgotten those things you were taught from the beginning. Maybe you've allowed the world to dictate more of your life than God. I've been on the other side of these invitations many times. And I've been on the opposite side of these invitations when I knew there was something I should do. I encourage you, don't do that to yourself. Don't allow yourself to continue to live with that doubt, that shame, and that fear. Make it right tonight so that you can pillow your head knowing I'm going to heaven. I can be with my Lord for all eternity. If you have any need tonight, anything that's holding you back from the Lord, anything that is separating you from that relationship with God, don't wait. Don't hesitate. Don't try to act on a better season. Come now as together we stand and as we sing.